Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi is live from Ramat Beit Shemesh in our summer Yomi program with Saba, Kaf Kuf Nun, Hevdel Shayesh Bein Tisha Ba'av LeYeser Somos, the difference between Tisha B'Av and the other fasts. And here we go. Hakol Chayavim Aleph, Hakol Chayavim L'Saneis Arba Somos Halalu, the Asur L'Freitz Geder. Everyone is obligated to fast on these four fasts, and it is Asur, he says, the Asur L'Freitz Geder, it is Asur to breach the geder, the fence. Now what's going on? What do you mean it's usur to breach? That sounds like is an isser to go against like the minhag. We saw yesterday that it's all rooted in the takanas hanaviim. It was all rooted from Zechariah. So what's going on? So look at the Mishnah Berurah of usur of greats geder. Return to Leimar. Afal gab demaskinam begemara. Those of you who learn Rosh Hashanah. Dibizman de'ein matzu gzeiris or degol chavma Yisrael. In a time when there's no shmad, there's no gzeros on Yisrael, when Yisrael can live basically okay. Tolui abdomer beratan Yisrael. It is tolui, meaning these fasts are dependent upon whether Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, want to be mekabel the fast. Dahainu. Imratzu rov Yisrael v'eskimu shalol esanos v'yashlo yishet samayis ha'vashush b'yadam. Meaning, if B'nai Yisrael wants not to fast on the three fasts besides Tisha B'Av, they can. They can choose not to. The Paiskim, right? The Achshav Kvar Ratzu. But nowadays, the Bnei Yisrael have decided to go ahead and engage in these four fasts. The other three, the Kiblu Alein Klal Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael has a Mekabel on themselves, Midor Dor, from all the previous generations. Therefore, Asur, that's what he means, Asur the first get that. You cannot go ahead and not engage in these fasts, as it says, Pirates get there in Ashkenu Nochosh. Not good. Pirates get there. It's only the pirates get them in Hagim. No. This is serious business. And it follows clear halachos when you should and shouldn't fast. And as we will see coming up very soon. In fact, now we will see this in the Ramah, where one can be makel regarding these three fasts. As the Ramah says, Miu, Ubarais, Umenikois, Shemitzaris, Harbei. When it comes to what? When it comes to pregnant and nursing women who experience great discomfort, ain lisanais, so they should not fast. Then he goes on, bafil ain amitzdaris, and even if they do not experience, okay, discomfort, ain amitzdaris, ain mechuyavais lisanais, these pregnant and nursing women are not mechuyav to fast, ela shenagu lahachmir, but the minhag is for them to be machmir, the Ramah says. We'll see, not so simple. And specifically these three fasts, however, on Tisha B'Av, they are obligated to fast the full fast day. And look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katon Bais Miu. However, the Bishash Rotsu, he says as follows, Miu Ubras Munigos Shemistaros Habe, he says, don't fast, right? Shouldn't fast. So he says, what's Bishash this Miu? Meaning, the Bishash Rotsu Vikiblu Alayan, at the time when they accepted upon themselves the fast, lisanois, hekelu lechatchila aleihem, they were makel specifically on the menikais and the ubarois not to be part of this acceptance of the fast. Sifkat and gimel, ubaros umenikos. So who are we talking about in these pregnant and nursing women? So he says, umistabra de uberes, what's considered a pregnant woman? Mikri mishasha hukar havlat. So in principle, when we talk about a pregnant woman, we talk about when the vlad is already recognizable, which is approximately after three months. The kaimelon, the Indian vestos, like by halachas of vestos in Siman Kuf Pei Tes Sif Lama Gimel, but still mikol makom efshad afil leechad arboim laachar arboim yom letziras vlad. Still, he says it's possible that already after 40 days. From the conception of the child, of the uber, of the baby, inside. So 40 days from conception, already, nami havi lebechla muveres, already could be considered a muveres, linyan zeh, with respect to this, im margeshes tsar. If she feels some tsar, aval bibotzir mehachi. However, under 40 days, nirve dehavi lak yichol, right, she'd be like all anashim l'chol davar. She's like all regular women if it's below under 40 days. Imlo Shemitzdayer is harbe. Unless she's, of course, undergoing great, great distress. V'margeshes chulsha, and if she's feeling weak, ein lahachmir baklal, okay, should not be machmir with her at all. Now, obviously, what we're going to see coming up, that a chola she'ein bo sakana, okay, what's the definition, Rabbeinu Pitzka, of a chola she'ein bo sakana? That's the requirement for not being allowed, for being allowed not to come to shir. You have to be mamish a chola she'ein bo sakana. Like, you have to go to Terem. So, of course, if you reach the level of a chola she'ein bo sakana, or a chola kogufo, so then everybody is going to be potter, as we're going to see coming up. But what he's saying here seems to be saying is that when a woman is already pregnant, even it sounds like even if it's less than 40 days, if she's mageshes chulsha, ein lahachmir baklal. We'll talk more about this when we finish and we get into some of the MBYMI highlights. We will discuss more about this halacha l'maisa, because this is a very vague, okay? Having had a wife who was pregnant 7 times, I know that this is, and nursing, I know that this is one of the very unclear issues in terms of the fasting on these fast days. You hear my girls tell me, Hasidish women, they never fast on the fast days. I don't know what that's based on, okay? Maybe one of you can find out for me. But anyway, that's the Mishnah Berurah here. Let's go weiter. Sif Katan Dalid. So he says, Ainless Sanis. So these pregnant women that are, and nursing women that are Mitzaris Harbe, that are feeling great, great pain, they, okay, should not fast. Ainless Sanos. The Kol Shekain, Imhu Chola She'im Bo Sakana. And for sure, if they are a Chola She'im Bo Sakana, the Vadai Potter Milasanis. For sure, they're potter from what? From fasting. The aser lo lahachmir al atzmo, and the person should not be machmir if they reach that level of a chola she'ein bo sakana. Okay, so obviously, when it's talking about a mitzaros harbe, it's talking about a woman that is feeling great distress, but has not yet reached the level of a chola she'ein bo sakana, which we will define precisely. Right now, we'll just leave it as the definition of what you're not allowed to come to shir for. Okay, but we will try to define chola she'ein bo sakana as we go on, and we will see this obviously coming up soon. Sifkatan hey ela shenagu lahachmir. So he says as follows: the Ramah said, but what happens if you have a pregnant and nursing woman that's not really feeling any distress, not feeling any tsar? So they're still not mechuyavos lisanos. Now again, we saw that clearly is someone who is 3 months pregnant, maybe even okay. 40 days, but we saw that 40 days should usually come with some tsar. Again, we will talk, we'll bring up some of the modern day poskim in a second. He says, Ela shenagu lahachmir. He says, he, the Ramah says, the minhag is to be machmir if they're not mitzar, if there is no tsar. And again, they're not mechuyev when they reach, okay, for sure, 3 months, but he says the minhag is to be machmir, okay? Again, which again means that Shilas should be asked and things like that. Let's move weiter. V'imhem, in the sifkat and hay, v'imhem chalushos, but if they are weak at all, nirvet de'ein lahem lachmir, it should not be machmir. Meaning, even if they're not feeling tsar, but they're feeling weak, it should not be machmir. U'mikomakom, afat sarich lechol, then he says, but at the end of the day, even someone who has to eat, lo yisaneg atzmo, bebasar v'yayin, it should not go ahead and whip out the suvi, and the wine, and the ice cream, rak kefi mashit sarich. Only what they need. Same to children who already have das, they already reached the age of chinuch to have to be misabel. Even though there is no chiyuv to be mechanech them to fast, even when they're 12 years old, even a boy who's 12 years old, there's no chiyuv to make him fast. Hours. It's still already, if they're at the age to already be mechanech them, not to be eating treats. Rak kedei kiyum haguf, only that which is necessary. Lechem v'mayim, oshar machal pashut. Okay, obviously nowadays our lechem umayim is a little more than that, but the point is it should not be mefanek the kinda, should be machal pashut l'fi atinok. Okay, kedei shi'isablu im atzibur, so that they should be able to together with the tzibur, once they reach the age of understanding, they should be able to be part of the avelus with the tzibur. And again, here you see, as we talked about yesterday, that this other aspect, even though the Mishnah Brura had brought down the Rambam, who seems to be emphasizing the tshuva aspect of these fast days, you see the Mishnah Brura himself alludes to the avelus aspect of all these fast days as well. As we mentioned yesterday, the Griz talks about the trei dinim that exist by Tisha B'Av, Legabe, Tisha B'Av in terms of Tainus / Tshuva and the Avelus aspect of it. Let's continue. Vayter Sif Bais, Somos Halalu, Chutz Mitisha B'Av. These fasts, okay, Chutz Mitisha B'Av. Besides Tisha B'Av, the other three, we'll call them the big three, or the little three, whatever you want to call it, Mutarim Berechitza, they are permitted in the Chameshas Inuyim, namely Rechitza, Vesicha, right, going ahead and bathing, washing, anointing, Ni'ilas Sandal, wearing leather shoes, Vesashmish Hamita, and having relations, Ve'ein Sarach Lahafsik Behemi Ba'od Yom, and you do not have to go ahead and stop these activities already from the night before. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Vav, Mutarim Berchitza, Debishash, Ratzu Vikidu Aleim Latsum, Chola Arbatana, Isal Alon Raleel. When they were Makabal upon themselves, all four, meaning the other three, besides Tisha B'Av, Lo Kidu Aleim, Shu Bechoy Matina Sibur, Kitisha B'Av, they were not Makabal upon themselves, the full blown Tainus as emanating from the Nevi'im that we saw yesterday, like Tisha B'Av. Why Lefisha Ein Rov at Sibur Yechoy Lamed Bay? Because this is not something that the majority of the tzibur can handle. Ubal nefesh, look what he says here, unbelievable. Ubal nefesh yachmir bekulan. He says about nefesh, maybe Rabbeinu Glanz, maybe he does this, he's yachmir bekulan, kimo betisha b'Av. Ubal nefesh is actually machmir in all these things. Ela, she'im chal lel tvila, yikuyam onaso. However, if the lel tvila comes, meaning the mitzvah night between man and wife, he should be mekayim his mitzvahs aina, and for sure not be machmir, even if he's a bal nefesh. V'gam benilas hasandal lo yachmir mishum chulcha utlula, and also not wearing shoes, a person should not be machmir because it will be like a, you know, look like a joke, look like a farce. And again, they weren't talking about where you could wear, you know, the time of Mishnah Brura, they didn't have smooth sneaks that were non-leather and Crocs that you walk around with. So, you know, I guess he's saying that if you wear Crocs all day, it's a chucha v'tlula, Johnson. But I wanted to get a little kanoyas in there for you. But the point is, he's talking about a guy walking around without shoes. That would obviously, you shouldn't do that. Okay. V'chein imchal asar b'tevis b'erev Shabbos. And if asar b'tevis falls down erev Shabbos, ein lahachmir b'rechitza b'chamin b'deishav v'shikon haShabbos. You shouldn't be machmir in not taking a hot shower or bath in nekvod haShabbos. Sifkat and Zion, the ain't sarich b'ba'od yom, and you don't have to start from right. You have to start the tainus from the night before. Kemot Tisha B'Av elamutarem b'hem b'achilu shtia. Even achila and shtia, as we know, are already okay by Laila. Are still okay at night. The fast does not begin. The tainus does not begin until the morning on the other three fast days. Now, the following shaila was. This is brought down in some of the Sfarim about Rabbi Yashiv. There was a certain person who liked to go to the pool and swim for his health. Not like, you know, the heter that we have in camp, you know, during the, the Johnson, instruction. We have swimming instruction during the 9 days, and then we play in the water all day. But a certain person, like, let's say Avi Meiri, was starting to go swimming every morning now after Vasik. Okay, so you have to go to the pool and swim for your health. So he would like to, so this guy wanted to go ahead and engage in his exercise that would energize him for the entire day. But he found out he was a yummy guy. He was a yummy guy like Johnson. Johnson, are you finishing? Are you finishing with the whole Mishnah Brura with me this year? Did you start from the beginning? Only at us? Only at us? Anyway, but you're invited. Okay. Now the. So he was a yomi guy. and he took Yoimi very seriously. So he came to Rabbi Yashiv, and he said, "Listen, I hear there are Baal, it says the Mishnah Berurah says that Baal Nefesh should keep to all the five Anuyim on all the fast days." So he thought, "Oh, maybe I shouldn't go ahead and be swimming." You know, listen, you know. He said to himself, "Listen, this is not appropriate. You know, Baal Nefesh even does more than this. He did, Baal Nefesh keeps all of them." So he said, "What should I do? And what about taking a shower afterwards? Once I go swimming?" So Rabbi Yashiv basically told him that swimming for one's health is permitted on no problem, on you should not be machmir for this on these minor fast days. And he actually says that one is not required to go ahead and keep even the chumras of the 9 days on a regular fast. But the only thing he says one could be machmir on, and we saw that on Sefer Teves, it falls out Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't, is maybe washing in hot water if there's no need to. That's what he says. But then he goes on and he says, and this is how to get this in here, that on a regular fast day, okay, that's okay. You can go ahead and swim for your health, okay? And therefore, l'chaira, you can wash in cold water, okay, which really is okay. But then, what about, the guy took it a step further, what about swimming during the 9 days? So he paskin that the guy shouldn't swim during the 9 days, okay? So obviously, the camps do not follow this. I don't know. In my days, I know they all had their swimming instruction. They still do that? Okay, it could be Rav Moshe. Maybe I don't know who the Paiskim are. That I make, it could be Rav Moshe. But Rabbi Yashiv seemed to have been machmir that the 9 days one should not be swimming. Obviously, I'm sure if it was like for his health and his heart, and Imamish needed it for nefashis, and he couldn't exercise by walking and and things like that. So then maybe I'm sure Rabbi Yashiv would make it. Another thing here is that the Paiskim bring up, again, we'll be discussing pregnant women and nursing women fasting. So again, we saw the Ramah had written that pregnant and nursing women who experience discomfort, so they don't fast, okay? And they're not allowed to fast, and even if they're not experiencing discomfort, they are not mechuyev, but the minhag is to be machmir. So we saw that the Mishnah Berurah explained that a woman is considered, okay, pregnant when it's recognizable that she's pregnant, okay? And possibly one should be machmir already at 40 when she's feeling some tsar. Shevan Alevi, Rav Vozner, Zatzal, in Chelek Zayin, Simon Pei, he writes that as soon as a woman knows that she's pregnant, she's already categorized as pregnant for this halacha, period. And the Orchas Chaim explains that when the Ramah refers to a pregnant or nursing woman who will experience discomfort, he doesn't mean that she must begin, okay, to fast until she's experiencing discomfort. What he means to say is that if a woman, this is where a lot of the coolers come in, that if there's an estimation that the woman will experience the discomfort, then she should not fast. So based on this, okay, obviously you could see that there's already room for kulas automatically by a pregnant woman. Again, if you already categorize, as the Shevet HaLevi says, a pregnant woman as soon as she knows that she's pregnant. And then we combine that with the fact that if you estimate that she might experience discomfort, that she should not fast. Now the Chayim Moshe, he quotes the Mekor Chayim, who asserts that the term harbe, great, used by the Ramah, is not truly necessary. And as long as a pregnant or nursing woman experiences any discomfort, she is not to fast. So you see that latter-day Paiskim, a little more makel than it sounds, or maybe a lot more makel than it sounds. Again, I have not yet heard of the heter for women not to fast at all, unless you say that since most, Hasidic women are pregnant most of the time, so it basically became the minhag, not for them to fast at all. In fact, there are those that maintain that nowadays it is assumed that pregnant and nursing women will experience discomfort if they were to fast, and therefore they do not fast
on Shavuos Avetamiz, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar Betavis, or and Kavachomer Tanis Esther. And according to some Poskim, pregnant and nursing women are categorized as Chola She'embo Sakana, and therefore they can eat as soon as they wake up in the morning. And this is all brought down to Piskei Tshuvos. And according to others, pregnant and nursing women who are healthy should make an effort to fast until they experience discomfort. Ad kan.